thank you so much for joining me today. You know, we're here to talk about being inducted into the Dance Hall of Fame in Toronto. So how do you feel about that?
Oh, I've gone through a whole scattering of feelings. When they first informed me months ago and I had to keep it hush hush, I was in literal shock for 2 days. Ironically, I was in Calgary in the parking lot at Mount Royal when I received a call, and I thought, oh, 416 number, I better take this call. And then I was going to dance that weekend. I got the phone call that weekend. I'm like, wow, you know, I've been dancing my whole entire life. I'm from Wequemeconk First Nations, which is on Manitoulin Island on the Great Lakes. Dance has just always been a part of my life. And then as a single parent mom, it was a really grounding force, a nurturing force of how I raised my children as a single parent mom. It's what we do. It's a way of life. But what I'm really full of gratitude is Dance Collective is recognizing our Indigenous powwow style as a standalone category.
I always ask this to all dancers that I meet, that I interview, because there's so many styles of dance. Why did you choose, and why did you feel Jingle chose you?
I love that. Why did Jingle choose me? Back in the day, I was a shawl dancer. Back in the day, there was only two, well, back in my day, which I'm talking about over 50 years ago, there was only two styles, fancy and traditional. That was it. As a child, I seen Jingle dress. I seen Jibigasha Gay Gun when my parents took me to Thunder Bay, to Mount McKay. I seen them, but they were just the grandmothers. And that was in the 70s. I'm really glad you asked, because I want to acknowledge the Lake of the Woods drum. Drum is the one that was at the 1984 constitutional talks. It's a historical drum. So Alex was a mentor to me, him and his wife. He says to me, I don't know why you're dancing that dance when we have our own dance. We have our own Anishinaabe dance. You should be dancing that dance. You know, when they, grandma and grandpa, they say something, but the way they're eyeballing you, it's like, whoa. So after that, hung up my shawl, got a Jingle dress from over there. That was almost 40 years ago, and I've been dancing Jingle ever since. Canada. And he said, you know what the problem is? The problem is our school system perpetuates white supremacy. And so I teach here in Alberta and have children and grandchildren of white supremacy. And the resistance is real. I see students cry in my classroom. And so my PhD work is about a healing strategy as a Jibigasha Gay Gun dancer in the classroom. So in my class, I'll play Bullhorn, Marvin Gaye, Eminem. I get the students to move and dance. And a lot of them are like, what? You know, they're like, I get them move, get their body movement. And I tell my students, I am not teaching to this thing between your ears. Why do you think we're called human beings? Because we're beings. And so when I think of dance, I think of dance is not just your fingers tapping, your legs tap. It's your whole body immersed into it. So I take that principle of dance, of Jibigasha Gay Gun, and I teach about it. And I don't teach a fine arts class. I teach liberal arts. I teach humanities. I teach Indigenous studies, teach in English literature, and I teach the whole being. And if I'm going to do that, I need to put music on and I need the students to be moving.
You can almost title that Lessons of the Jingle.
Oh, okay. Maybe I will. I'll cite you. These chapters.
Oh, there you go. There you go. We'll have to wrap up. Thank you so much for your time. And congratulations once again on being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Miigwech.